T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that we don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Transparency is important for the American people. And again, this should be a nonpartisan issue.
Some things that have to be bigger than party.
But at no time, having known Joe Biden for quite some time, does he have the energy of Donald Trump.
The world knows that Biden is weak.
This feels more like Jimmy Carter than I would have thought possible.
We are not saying that everybody has to take off their mask if they're vaccinated.
Okay, well, now that's clear. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In case you're wondering, you know, you're leaving the house, you're thinking, should I grab my mask today? Yeah. The answer is yes. You're still going to need it in a number of places. And Denise just ran down a list of some of those just a short time ago. If you were listening to the In Other News segment, we'll talk more about that as we continue the morning here. Welcome back in to the Mark Cox Morning Show as we try to keep up with the flurry of mask news. Dr. Walensky is now worried that that they've gone too far with the announcement the other day by the CDC that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, which means a lot of people are going to be on the honor system, right? Mm-hmm. So let's listen to the full statement that that she said. Go to cut 12, please.
So first, I want to convey that we are not saying that everybody has to take off their mask if they're vaccinated. And it's been 16 months that we've been telling people to mask, and this is going to be a slow process. The other thing is that every community is not the same. Not all communities have vaccination rates that are high. Not all, and some communities still have case rates that are high. So these decisions have to be made at the community level. But what we're saying to those essential workers is that if those workers are vaccinated, they are safe. So it's really, we are really asking the businesses to work with their workers to make sure that they have the paid time off to get themselves vaccinated so they can be safe.
Yeah, some people at the end of their ropes right now. Remember Ricky Schroeder?
Oh, yeah.
Silver Spoons dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's like 51 years old now. Looked far different than what I expected when I saw this social media post from this weekend. Went sideways on some dude at Costco and just rolled live on the whole thing. He was mad that he wasn't allowed in without his mask. But it's a problem you're going to run into at a lot of individual companies that have made the decision to continue requiring it, even though the CDC now says that they don't necessarily have to. Listen to this.
Does seem to be the possibility that in June, by mid-June, that's a date that California, I know,
if they allow us, if they grant us that, our kings, the people in power, you're going to listen to these people?
Well, I know
they've destroyed our economy.
Well,
they're destroying
our
culture. They're destroying our state.
I see.
And you're just going to listen to their rules.
Well, what we are going to do is simply follow the guidelines.
Okay. I'm getting my refund from Costco. I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco. Give up your membership to Costco until they remove this.
Okay, well, this hasn't changed in any building in California, in any company that I'm aware of. The places I shop still require masks. But that's not the point. The point is Costco is simply abiding by the law, and that's the law.
There's my refund.
Ricky was done. Ricky is done officially. Ricky was looking kind of rough there, wasn't he?
I think Ricky sounded like an a-hole. Personally.
Well, you know, you can't take it out on the employees of a store.
Yes, that's
we're all frustrated. Nobody likes a mask.
Turn around and leave.
Just leave walk that away. You look like a jerk.
As ridiculous as you think the policy is, the poor guy getting paid whatever they're getting paid to stand at the front door and check your ID is not the one to take it out on.
Right.
That's for sure. Kind of bad form on Ricky's part. Although I feel his frustration. I certainly do. Hey, by the way, let's get to Rodney Boyd, please. Rodney, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Monday, where masks are no longer required. How are you?
Wow! So no mask required on the Mark Cox Show?
Not as long as you're on the radio. You're fine. You're good. It's all safe.
Okay. One second while I take my mask off.
How are you, my friend? End of a long run with the legislature, huh?
Wow, man! What a session! I mean, they're all sort of similar in that it all comes down to the last week. I think back to just one Monday ago, you were asking me about probably five different things. I said to you, everything's up in the air. We will see how it lands. And in all honesty, most of the things you asked me about actually got accomplished. You asked me about COVID liability. Was it going to happen? Yes, it did happen. You asked me about the Second Amendment legislation. It did pass. So we can get into it. I know we want to talk about what happened, but many of the significant things that I couldn't have told you for sure last Monday at this same time actually landed landed on the governor's desk, and he will be probably signing most of these things into law. And so there's a lot on the table, a lot of change in Missouri.
Yeah, very, very true. You know, back to the COVID story you mentioned there a minute ago and giving some liability protection. What version of that passed, Rodney? Because they kicked around, you know, I basically wanted to see something that was going to protect small businesses from being sued if somebody traced back a case of COVID to them. And some versions of this thing included multinational medical corporations. That was never my intention of it. What ended up passing?
Yeah, so basically Senate Bill 51, which shields businesses and protects healthcare providers and churches from liability related to COVID exposure cases. Basically, you have to prove, if you're going to sue, you're going to have to prove reckless or intentional misconduct. So it's a higher standard than your typical negligence. So basically, they do protect almost all small businesses and healthcare providers. And to your concern, it includes if you're a multi-whatever healthcare provider, you're protected as well. And churches and other businesses as well, including, you know, a lot of the schools that were worried about what might happen in terms of their exposure. So it was a lot of negotiation, but the liability, really, it's about the standard that you would have to prove. Right now, if you want to sue someone, it's just the basic negligence standard. This puts a higher bar related to a coronavirus liabilities. You know, you asked a lot about the coronavirus restrictions for local health orders, and that also passed, you know, since we're talking about COVID. So, I mean, it's just a lot of things that happened in that last week. It wasn't that they were all, I mean, they've been talked about and debated about since the beginning of the year. But they, you know, in spite of all the back and forth and the tensions and the things that people might have been hearing about, you know, everything from the $35 billion budget without Medicaid expansion funding. There was a lot of talk, Mark. You remember restaurants were trying to figure out, could they legally give drinks to go if they were in certain containers? That was a gray area. The legislature said yes. They passed a bill affectionately known as Cocktails to Go. So a lot of stuff around coronavirus that, you know, we wondered what had happened, from liability to restrictions to Cocktails to Go, all sent to the governor's desk. The budget did pass, as it always does, but this one did not include any funding for Medicaid expansion. And the governor released a statement last week saying that, you know, he had put it in his budget, but it did not get through. And so that's where it is. And there'll probably be a court challenge, and we'll see what the court does.
Yeah.
A couple of things.
Go ahead.
About prescription drug monitoring. Will it happen? Won't it happen? Well, it happened. I mean, this is one that didn't get a lot of headlines this session because of the coronavirus. But after, you know, half a decade, Holly Rader was able to push across the finish line. The country's last prescription drug monitoring legislation. So Missouri now will have a drug database. Senate Bill 63 does that. And also the Wayfair. We talked about Wayfair so much, and Andrew Koenig, who I know has been on this show a lot, refused to relent. There is a delay in the implementation, but we will have an online stream sales tax that will take effect in 2023. And that is offset also by a tenth of a percent of an individual and corporate income tax cut as well. And just a lot, Mark. I mean, a lot. The gas tax we talked about, the incremental increase was actually passed by the legislature after a lot of consternation. And you know, some education, the education savings account bill. Just a lot of things, Mark.
You know, Rodney, one thing I wanted to point out here is the conservative caucus down there fought desperately for some of these things and fought desperately against others of them. You know, former Senator Jim Lemke has been doing a lot of work with Bob Onder and Bill Igel and the folks in the conservative coalition. He put a post on Facebook this week, maybe this weekend, that really struck a chord with me, and I think probably will with a lot of people that listen to my audience in this radio station. And I just want to read this for just a second. Jim said, I've had a few days to reflect on my 20th legislative session in the Missouri Capitol. It may be the most disappointing thus far. The largest tax increase in our state's history, introduced by a Republican senator and passed by a Republican supermajority, PDMP, a government database introduced by a Republican and passed by a Republican supermajority. Elections have consequences. Electing any candidate just because they have an R behind their name has taken our state further to the left. We have to be vigilant to hold on to our republic. Electing rhinos is much more harmful than electing a Democrat. At least with the Democrats, you know what you're getting. Those are strong words, and I think heading into 2022, we're going to see a lot of activity to try to primary some of these folks who are pushing things that the conservative caucus specifically is upset with.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, the primary season to come. Now, I think people kind of anticipated a lot of this with the advent of Senator Blunt retiring and the primary at the congressional level, a lot of people getting in. But I think it will all come all the way down even to local races, the state rep races and Senate seat races that are on the ballot. I think this is going to be a real intense primary season. And I think people are going to be looking at how people voted and what people are saying on all these issues. But this is, in some ways, and you and I've talked about this, a function of when you have what they call super majorities. So, you know, if you have more than 20 or 30 votes in the House that you need in one party, and then you do have these sort of natural rifts that occur where some people say, hey, since we've got the super majority, we can sort of hold the line and we don't have to compromise. Others in the party say, no, let's have a compromised approach. And that's where you get some of these fissures, these divisions. Yeah. And it's not immune from the Senate, which is a smaller chamber, but you still have these fissures where you have, you know, six or seven people that say, hey, we're in the supermajority and we should get to, you know, determine what comes out of the chamber, and others want to compromise. And that's where you get the comments from people like former Senator Lemke, who has really been consistent his entire career. I mean, he's been one guy that has sort of held that line for all 20 sessions when he was in the legislature and out. He's been consistent. But there are others that will say, well, hey, we know some of this stuff we needed to do for the sake of compromise. And really, the primaries are where people are going to get a chance to vote whether or not they agree with the conservative bent or the compromise bent.
Hey, I just have to ask, because I don't know about you, but I'm already considering ordering a moving truck. Bill Igel has somehow got an amendment put into one of these bills that would eliminate the personal property tax in the state of St. just in St. Charles County. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work, but did that make it through on Friday?
I have to check. I think it did, but yes. It is not what Senator Igel started with. Just to be clear,
yes,
he started with a statewide removal of the personal property tax, And there was an amendment to his legislation that said, okay, well, why don't we pilot this in St. Charles first? And that passed with like 30 plus votes out of a 34-member chamber. And I got to check with the flurry of things on the last day. I wouldn't be surprised if that actually made it across the finish line.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
That would be for the one county.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is that it clearly there's a lot of pressure on these legislators, Rodney, because all of the municipal leagues were opposed to this idea because the local municipalities are the ones that benefit from those personal property taxes. So when you have to pay those again year after year after year, they're coming back to your community in most regards. So they're happy to let Bill have that just in St. Charles County. I mean, does that mean that my question is, if I move to St. Charles County next year, I won't get a personal property tax declaration at the end of the year?
That appears to that whenever it takes effect. That appears to be if indeed it is signed into law by the governor and not vetoed. And look, I mean, remember, there could be and there probably will be a legal challenge to that provision because there is a prohibition against sort of special laws for one. You have to have a sort of a constitutional, some kind of rationale. We saw this with SB 5 when we were going to limit the ability of St. Louis County municipalities to collect fines off tickets. And they sued and the court said, yeah, you can't. You have to do this statewide. So it may be that there is either a legal challenge or some other impediment to this taking effect. If it goes through, hey, you go to St. Charles, you get the lack of the personal property tax.
Do you hear that sound in the background? That's the sound of moving trucks, Bill Igel says, driving freedom-loving, tax-loathing patriots to St. Charles County. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
and
you.
It will also sort of be an indicator of what other jurisdictions may do if it does turn that people are rushing to St. Charles for that benefit.
I hope people are paying attention. Rodney, before I run out of time here, they did pass a police reform bill down in Jefferson City that, you know, I read through it. It banned chokeholds and a few other things. And any comments on that effort?
Well, the one thing I'll tell you, they did pass the bill and what was interesting was the legislation was in some way supported in collaboration with the FOP. So some critics say, well, how could it be reformed if it was supported by the Fraternal Order? But I think Senator Williams and Senator Lutemeyer, one Democrat, one Republican, when they were trying to craft this legislation, they wanted to put something meaningful. They didn't want to get into a big fight. So, yeah, they passed it. It limits the use of chokeholds, requires more reporting of police force actions. It limits the ability of police officers who've been disciplined in one precinct to just move to another. But they also added to that bill, by the way, a restriction on cutting funding for police by more than 12%. So I think at the end of the day, there are people that will say it didn't go far enough. There are people that will say, well, it went too far. But that is what happens in the legislature when you get bipartisan effort to get something through that is as intense as police reform. So it literally does. And there's a provision in there that allows, prohibits probation of parole for people who commit a dangerous felony against police and firefighters. So there was a lot of stuff in there that was supported in that legislation that was supported by the Fraternal Order of Police, as well as some of the groups that wanted to put restrictions on for use of chokeholds.
And it provided some protection for officers in there, too, if I read it correctly.
No, it absolutely did. Yeah. Absolutely did.
Well, you know, there were lots of celebrations over getting that through, and it passed on pretty bipartisan lines, from what I could tell.
No, absolutely. I mean, what you saw with that legislation from the beginning, it was initially filed by Brian Williams, senator from North County, but it was quickly a collaborative effort between he and Tony Lutemeyer from St. Joe, Missouri. So you had a Republican from the western part of the state and Democrat from the eastern part working together with a lot of different constituencies. And anytime you bring those kind of constituencies together, most people aren't going to be happy, but the policy that comes out tends to be, as in this case, something that was balanced in this approach.
Good stuff. Hard to do. Yeah, it is. Rodney, thanks for the update, my friend. Good to know that what all they got done this year. I appreciate it.
The lights are turned out in Jeff City for a while. Appreciate you, Mark.
We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Thank you. You listen to Rodney every Sunday on Insider Talk here from noon to 1 o'clock.
How about that? I got to find out more about this personal property thing. That's fantastic. We need to get rid of that throughout the state. Right. Yes, exactly. So tired of having to send that money in for something I've already paid for. It's not right. 314-241-9797. We're going to talk to Chanel Rione from One America News and what's going on up there at the White House. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Hank Williams Jr. concert coming up at the Family Arena for the end of the hour.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As to the economy, I have to say, this feels more like Jimmy Carter than I would have thought possible. And I think maybe it was the gas lines that were the final breakthrough. But you think about it, you're getting stagflation, which is what they called it when Carter was president. That's when you have stagnant jobs and inflation at the same time.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Speaker, it makes me long for a Billy Beer, personally. Some of you'll get that reference. Jimmy Carter had a ne'er-do-well brother named Billy. Billy did everything he could to, you know, leverage his brother's ascendancy to the presidency from the great state of Georgia. So, among other things, the things Billy was famous for was he was standing on the tarmac one day, I guess, getting ready to board Air Force One or just gotten off Air Force One. Maybe he's getting ready to board. And he went over and unzipped his pants and peed behind the wheel of the plane. Yeah. You got to go. That was Billy. Billy was a good old boy who just really didn't care.
Gotcha.
And among the other things that he did was create a product called Billy Beer. They actually marketed these six packs of you could buy Billy Beer. Some people kept them as collector's items. Probably pretty hard to find these days. So we just need to wait on Hunter Biden, like, you know, Hunter's beer or something. I don't know. It's
I'm
coming.
I'm sure it would be beer.
Yeah, his own.
Probably not.
Crack.
Hunter's crack. Okay. Coming soon to a store shelf near you, or at least a street corner, one of the two. All right, we'll get to all of that more coming up. Right now, our guest, Chanel Rione, joining us here from One America News, a chief White House correspondent for them. Chanel, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's good to get you on here. You know, I'm watching
what's going on with the Biden administration. Why? Maybe you can explain this to me, or maybe the next time you get a chance, you can ask them. I'm sure somebody will today. Why in the world would they have decided against lowering flags for peace officers Memorial Day, which was this past Saturday?
You know, there's a very, very repeated pattern that you'll see out of the White House. And every time they side anywhere near law enforcement or anywhere near a cause that is for law and order, the left will just go unhinged. And then when they go unhinged, the Biden White House capitulates almost immediately. And I mean, that's the only explanation I can offer at this point, having watched this administration operate in the first few months.
Well, in case anybody missed it, on the 10th of May, so the beginning of last week, they put out a presidential proclamation, and he called on all governors of the United States to lower their flags to half staff on police peace officers Memorial Day, which was this past Saturday. And then apparently, as they often do in politics, there was a Friday night memo dump. So late Friday night, they issued an updated proclamation rescinding that and telling governors that all flags would remain at full staff on May 15th with no explanation.
No, none whatsoever. But I know that when Biden had announced just a few weeks ago that he was not raising the refugee cap, the members of his party who were on the far left were radically upset. And within a few hours, he started backpedaling. And they know that kind of pressure works. So they understand, the far left elements of his party understand, that if there's anything that he does that they don't like, that even if he's made a public proclamation, they can make him backtrack if they just put enough pressure on him. So
yeah,
it's a pattern. Like I said, it's a pattern, and I don't expect that to change anytime soon.
And it makes you wonder again, who's really pulling the strings up there at the White House? Because somebody's clearly whispering in the right ears to get some of these things done. That's really sad. What has the reaction been so far? I mean, I watched the video from the president and the first lady the other night on this Israeli and the Hamas terror attacks over there on Israel. Somebody said it's been weakness from the beginning, the American reaction to this.
It has. You know, the Biden administration, the moment they came in, I mean, they started funding Hamas-friendly organizations. They started funding the Palestinian Authority through these different channels that immediately told the world where this administration stood when it came to Israel and Palestine. And those signals, coupled with Biden's extreme efforts to appease Iran, his efforts to make friends with the Ayatollah and get them on board and re-sign the very now archaic Iran deal, were all signals that has brought us to the point we are now. Within 4 years, the Trump administration was able to negotiate historic Middle East peace deals. Within 4 months, Joe Biden has essentially brokered a war.
Yeah, it didn't take long. It really didn't. Victor Davis Hanson's got a great piece out on that today, in fact. Five ways to create havoc in the Middle East. And he basically just reversed all of Trump's policies. And lo and behold, look what's happening over there right now. It's just pretty amazing.
It's just like the border, Mark. I mean,
yes.
Look at what happens. You take policies that were working, remove them, and what do you get? You get conflict and chaos. And that's what we're seeing at our southern border. That's what we're seeing in the Middle East and eventually the world. But it's a very scary time to be watching the leader of the free world make these decisions, anywhere from changing his mind about raising or lowering flags and causing that to be his modus operandi. His mode of operation is to please the most radical elements of his left, and in the process, he pleases nobody.
Wow, it's pretty amazing. You know, I see more fallout from the Liz Cheney mess. CBS had a poll out of supposedly Republicans, and 80% of them supported her removal. Yet she's still on a media tour bashing former President Trump.
Of course she is. She's a lone martyr who has absolutely convinced herself that she will save the Republican Party. It's the kind of delusion that I think we will see wane in the next few months, and in the next few months leading up to the midterms, I think, when voters do in fact turn out and show the American public where they stand. There's two sides. The side that opposes Trump and the America First movement is not going to be very popular amongst a set that's very upset with the Biden administration.
Yeah, very true. You know, we're running short on time here, but just let me say, Chanel, congratulations to you and Cortland. I see from your social media post that you're expecting.
Oh, well, thank you. We're expecting a boy, and he's due July 4. We didn't do that on purpose, we promise. But we'll see. So you may not see me for a few months after the 4th, but we'll be back in the fight as soon as we can.
Well, congratulations, and he's destined to be a great American. Can I just tell you that?
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, you take care of yourself, Chanel. Thank you.
All right.
You bet. Chanel Rione there from One America News, their White House correspondent for One America News. Hey, coming up, you ready for some football? We're going to give you a chance to see Hank Williams Jr. out at the Family Arena. I got a couple of tickets. You can win them when we come back. Then to Jesse Jane Duff at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right. You know, I said earlier, it feels like things are kind of getting back to normal. But finally, because we're going to be able to get back and see some concerts this summer. That's what I'm the most excited about. Hopefully, Sammy's coming here as well. I know he's going up to Springfield, Illinois. I'm going to probably go see him up there. Right now, if you want to win tickets to see Hank Williams Jr., be caller number 5, 314-241-9797. Again, 314-241-9797. 241-9797, of course, 866-455-9797, the toll-free number. And August 14th is when Hank Williams Jr. is going to be at the Family Arena. That's right around the time Sammy's going to be. I believe I told you I was going to have to take the 13th off or something like that.
That sounds
right. I think that's when he's going to be up there. So good luck to you, and you can go see Bo Cephas. Wonder if he's still allowed to play that NFL intro. Even though they don't use it anymore. I guess he could. Was that his song? Or
I don't know.
They have that licensed. Questions that I have to ponder here. Sorry about that. Just wondering.
Isn't it, just thinking out loud.
Isn't it bizarre that concerts are getting back? It's almost overwhelming to me that concerts are happening again. I hear the ads and I hear these events and things and I'm excited, but there's almost this like, oh, what is happening feeling. Does anybody else feel that?
No.
You don't? Mm-hmm. You don't feel overwhelmed by like events and obligations?
Nope.
And
nope.
What so, yeah. I feel overwhelmed about it. Is the fact that I took it for granted for so many years. Like a show would come. It used to be a show was coming to town. I'm like, well, I just went and saw one last weekend. I'm probably not going to do that again. And now I'm like, I'm hungry for it. Now I can't wait to go to that first concert that, you know, appeals to me. So,
yeah, I just feel like there's so many things I want to do that I couldn't do that I'm overwhelmed by the fact that it's every weekend feels like it's full in my mind now.
Like
it's a good thing, but it is after a year of nothing. It has me a little like shook.
A year of nothing. I just talking to my son this weekend about baseball. He cannot wait to come back to St. Louis and take in a game.
Yeah, that is great.
And when they're at 100%, I mean, we won't have the Tricia rule in effect where he must stay 3 feet away from me.
No,
that's what she prefers. Let me put my arms out.
Slowly getting back to 100%.
I prefer 6 feet, and that is everywhere in my life.
Everywhere. Thank
all
you.
All the time.
Thank you. I mean, seriously, I'll walk in the studio looking for something, and I happen to walk back behind Trish. She's like, what are you doing?
I don't like it.
why are you back there?
Like, why are you so close to me?
Headphones, that's all, you know. Come on. Okay.
Bubble.
It's her bubble. Stay out of the bubble. All right. Coming up, Jessie Jane Duff. I'm sure she's got a thing or two to say about them canceling flags at half staff for Peace Officer Memorial Day. What an embarrassment for this country. And about 8:35, we're checking. The Blues start their playoff run tonight. The Cardinals had a little bit of a rough weekend. We'll talk to Tom Ackerman about all those things at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.